We all know what that feels like.
I love the top of the email in capitals. Christian, don't forget your model plane. Did you bring
your plane? Do you know what? I actually put it on the door last night. I was so nervous about the response. Where's this
kid? Use those old ones for now.
It's just turning into show and tell. For Christian, isn't it? He had his pink piano.
Oh, yeah.
She claims your daughter's.
Right. On the show today, Nick...
So is this recording now?
Yeah.
And this will go out on audiobook?
Yeah.
So the voice to my left is Claire, the producer. Chris Smith is also present.
All right.
Lindsay's here as well, looking very confused.
Hello.
Good morning.
Call this meeting to order.
Okay, so this is where we discuss what we're going to discuss to you in about half an hour when the show starts.
Right, okay. Nick Aronica is on the show today. He's a model maker for a hobby. It's not his job. And he's going to be putting you to shame.
Yeah, my wife got me this Airfix model. What is it, an Avro Lancaster bomber?
It's not only that, it's also a submarine Spitfire. And a Hawker Hurricane.
It's what we call a geek fest.
It's what we call the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight, I think you'll find, Lindsay.
So he's going to come in a minute because my wife's upset because she got me this for Christmas. I haven't touched it. It's still in the original box. So he's coming in to build it during the next 2 hours, yeah?
If it hadn't been for those planes, you'd be referring to it as Das Geeky.
That's right. Geekoffen.
So health and safety. If anyone gets a headache, leave the room.
Actually, it's a very small studio with Airfix glue for 2 hours. By the time James May gets in
it,
yeah, we'd be high as a kite.
I've got to get a flight after this.
Lindsay's next to the
train. They won't let me on. I'll be stumbling up to security.
John Turode is next on the show, and then James May.
Yeah. Well, brilliant guest then.
James is going to love the plane.
Yeah, you know he will. Well, he made a giant Spitfire one himself, didn't he, in Toy Story.
So if he's coming in an hour into the show, how much are we thinking is going to be finished? The superstructure? Would he be doing the decals at that stage?
He'll wings. Help.
Wings.
I think James
decals,
can help.
I remember that phrase. Were those the emblems and stuff like that, weren't they?
Which you had to float off in a cup of water.
That's
and then
right.
It was folded in on themselves.
Yeah.
I'm getting
That's
annoyed
a
already.
Language. I don't know what they're talking
I
about.
Don't have a clue. Some boys play football, some boys make
Chris
model
and I
planes.
I were never any good at sports.
No,
so
you'll tell, can you?
Airfix models.
I was a remnant.
I was still working radio.
While you're in your hobby shop bubble, don't forget the FA Cup.
Oh,
yes, that's right. Crawley. Manchester United today.
It's not going to happen.
And then the O's tomorrow.
Could be Brighton
well,
Stoke. Could be a surprise.
That's more likely for Brighton to get through.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there's some great matches this weekend. And oddly enough, talking about fogies as well, because James May's coming in, who's very much, I think, Grand Poobah of the young fogey movement.
Yep.
Chris and I, by accident, are both rocking a cardigan
by
today.
By accident.
We didn't ring each other, Lindsay, and go, I'm going to wear my cardigan, can you wear yours as well?
Yeah, we didn't ring each other and say that. It's the 21st century. We tweeted each other.
Have you rang James May and John Turode, tell them to cardigan up before they come on today's show?
Always.
You decided to come in dressed as the old gits.
We're not the old gits, we are young fogies, Lindsay.
This is the dress code of the young fogies club.
That is fogiest.
Cardigans and commando.
Fogiest. Yeah, I'm going to complain to Ofcom about my own show.
You're on the red button today and you dress like that.
I know.
Are we on preview today, finally?
You're on everything.
Get in.
We're rocking cardigans and there's Airfix on today's show. We've made it.
Well, to stop being fogiest as well, we need to explain the red button a bit more.
Yeah,
your
my dad's
having
me.
Trouble,
he
isn't
doesn't
he?
Know how the red button works and he's frightened to use it.
What does he call it?
The red eye. Bless him. You know when you don't want to correct them because it's too complicated, then I didn't want to embarrass him. I just let him carry on calling it the red eye. And he said that all the youngins in the office are saying, oh, you must watch it as well. My dad didn't want to go, no, I don't know how it works. He went, yeah. And they went, how do I actually watch it? Because he listens, but he doesn't know how to use. He's worried that, but he said, will all the other TV shows then have the red thing around it or whatever?
Right. Where he thinks you're going to pop up in all the other shows.
Yes.
He does that. You'll suddenly be like reading the news.
Bargain hunt, and we're still there banging on in the background. Yeah.
Living the dream.
Yeah. So we have to explain today how the red button, which we always talk about, how that actually works.
Do you think he'll be disappointed when he finally tunes in and sees you wearing
a cardigan? No, because apparently, right, someone in the accounts department of his office said it's a very slick thing to watch. And I was like, that can't be this show. There's nothing slick about it.
I think when they tune into BBC One, they've not hit the red button.
Well, and also now I'm worried about, it's today's the show he sees. There's an Airfix kit being built. You know, we're wearing cardigans. It's kind of like, is today the best thing for him to see? I think it's going to be crushed.
Maybe stick with cat in the attic.
Yeah.
Final bit of information. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, if he's there and if it all works out. Highbrow, lowbrow quiz is going international.
Oh.
International?
I mean, it's only just made national.
Is that what I'm doing soon?
Just hanging on by
stinking up the
now,
world.
Now, hang on. Have we got a player in the Isle of Wight?
A player has approached us via email and asked to take part, and he's in a very exotic place. I'll say no more.
Oh, Isle of Wight, you're right.
Mexico.
Yeah.